Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here. Well, we've just heard all about the health fair at Upstate University Hospital at Community on September 29th, and joining us this morning to tell us more about a unique service that's offered at that location, midwifery. We have Heather Shannon with us. She is a certified nurse midwife and the director of the academic midwifery program there. Welcome. Thanks for coming in, Heather.
Thank you for having me.
So you'll be participating at that health fair as well. Tell us about that.
We will actually have a booth available where we can provide information regarding the services that we will be providing to women within our community.
Sounds really good, and I'm sure that a lot of women want to know more about this whole thing. You know, many of us women who deliver babies know about that concept of a midwife. I mean, after all, it's been around for probably centuries. But I get the feeling that modern midwives are not your grandmother's midwife. Is that true?
That's correct. We are not your grandmother's midwives any longer. We are modern midwives in which we are recognized under the federal law as primary care providers for women's health care. And we are licensed as independent practitioners who are nationally certified and accredited. And we work within the health care team.
Are most of the midwives or many of them also nurses or not necessarily?
Most of the midwives today are still nurses before they become midwives, but there are programs within the United States and beyond that offer education to those who are not nurses.
So you can become a midwife and not having never having gone to nursing school.
Correct.
So what are some of the things that are involved in your program, and what are some of the goals that you have or the mission that you have?
We are a midwifery practice that is full scope. We provide a large array of services, clinical services, to women within our area. We service women of all ages, from adolescence to menopause and beyond. My youngest patient was 9, and my oldest patient was 92.
Oh,
and I've
goodness.
Seen everything in between.
So when you say a full range of services, give me an example of what you mean.
We provide routine gynecological exams as well as family planning, perimenopause, menopause management. We can manage common women's health care problems. We do provide annual health assessments and screenings for all women. We do preventative medicine as well. And we do focus in on puberty. So some of our adolescents who are entering into puberty who are having struggles, we are able to work with them as well.
My, this is not your grandmother's midwife. I mean, you're basically taking on this kind of overview of gynecological issues for women.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's very surprising to me, something I really didn't know. But you also then help deliver babies.
Yes, we also do babies. We are delivering at the gym and D.D. Walsh Birth Center at the West Campus, which is a beautiful birth center. It's got the home-like setting that any woman would desire when having a baby.
So this is at the Upstate University Hospital at Community.
Correct.
Where this is taking place.
Yes, correct.
That's great. So, you know, when I was giving birth, which is quite a while ago now, using a midwife usually meant for opting for home birth. At that time. Now, this is 30 years ago. So what's it like now?
In fact, there are 99% of the births that midwives perform are actually done in a hospital or a birth center. So that is a myth of our grandmother's midwives. But today, 99% deliver in the birth center or the hospital.
So what is their role in the hospital? In other words, if you have a gynecologist, obstetrician, and you're going in, you're in labor, and you're going in, and you also have a midwife that you've worked with, do they work hand in glove, no pun intended, or do they literally one take over for the other?
The way our practice is going to run and is set up is we have our own independent practice that is actually run by midwives within the Upstate health system. And we have a collaborating physician that will be available for us in times of emergency or if we need to make some major medical decisions. We do have a physician team member, available to work with us in terms of providing services that are above our ability.
So are there still home births being done then?
There are still home births that are being done in our New York State, especially in our central New York area, but this is not an area that we will be delving into being affiliated with the Upstate system.
Right. So you don't participate in the home births?
We do not participate in home births.
I think in general, is it less than it was perhaps when I was giving birth 30 years ago? Is that your sense?
The sense is it is less. I don't think those numbers of home birth are being reported as avidly as our deliveries within the hospital or birth center.
That makes a lot of sense. So, you know, in recent terms, I have heard, because I actually now have children who have given birth, the term doula. And it was a new term to me, something I'd never heard before. What is it, and how? What are the responsibilities of the doula, if you can help us? And how does that intersect, if at all, with the midwife? It's not a midwife, right?
Yes, doulas are not midwives. They are trained labor coaches, so they have specific training in labor.
Only.
They do have a relationship that they develop and establish with the client prior to delivery. So they will meet the patient during the pregnancy, and they provide supportive care through pregnancy, labor and delivery, as well as short-term postpartum.
Wow.
So they are considered labor coaches, labor support, and they are not able to make medical decisions like midwives are able
to. So they don't really take part in the birth process itself. They are the coach. They stand by. They can be in the room during delivery,
for example. They can. They can be in the room, and they're the greatest support for women during the actual labor and delivery.
So where are you guys located? You did say a little bit earlier. Tell us a little bit more about your facility.
Temporarily, we are located downtown in the University Healthcare Center until our new office is completed, which should be early of 2013.
So this is downtown, the University Hospital campus.
In the
downtown
campus. Yes. Mm-hmm. Early 2013, we should have our office completed at the West Campus, which is the old Community General.
Mm-hmm. And that will be your office, but your delivery is still taking place on that campus, the Community General campus.
Correct. Yes.
What was the Community General campus now, upstate?
Yeah, correct.
Right. So what's your view at this point of your own experience with the variety of cases that you see? What is most interesting to you, and what do you think you've made the most impact in?
Professionally and personally, as a midwife, since I am now entering into the perimenopause age, I'm starting to learn more about that and having personal experiences. So I think that affords me a connection with some of our women who are entering the perimenopause, menopause age, that I have a closer connection with and might be able to provide some insights to some therapies that worked or that possibly don't work.
That's excellent. You know, it seems to me that quite often it's a natural evolution, it would sound to me, as we age. We obviously become more interested in some of the issues surrounding our own age cohort. So that makes a lot of sense. Well, it sounds to me like there's a lot of very exciting things going on in your program, things I never heard about. I really had no idea the depth and breadth of what midwives are doing today. And it's very reassuring to know that we have that kind of program going on right here in Central New York. So I want to thank you once again for coming in. My guest has been Heather Shannon. She is a certified nurse midwife, and she's the director of the Academic Midwifery Program at University Hospital at Community. We have to take a short break. We'll be right back to learn how OASIS is celebrating its 30th year. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYL.